Hello, welcome to Talk Chinese. Today, we want to talk about something very important because China is the world's factory. We talk about factory. We have the expert in manufacturing, Matt Cressy. Matt is the founding director of MIT Integrated Design and Management. Hi, Matt, 你好。
你好, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
你好吗?
我很好, thank you. It showed that you must have been visiting China. I guess you went to visit some factories there.
Many, many, many times. Yep. And what a wonderful experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know there's probably a large percentage of the global population work in a factory still.
Yes, that's true.
And the number may go down a bit, you think, after all the automation?
I don't know. You know, I think it's a cost-benefit analysis that needs to be made by every factory, depending on the product they're making. You know, so there is some automation going on already with printed circuit boards. It's been going on for decades, you know, like with pick and place machines and, you know, populating a circuit board and stuff like that. But the cost part for the human to actually do a lot of that work is so low that it makes it a very expensive purchase to buy that piece of automated equipment when you can just continue to employ people to do the work. And in some ways, especially in China and the way that they're developing as a society, economically especially, it's very beneficial to employ so many people because it provides livelihoods that they might not otherwise have.
Yeah. China, I guess they probably have the biggest capacity of manufacturing in the world.
Yes. Huge.
Yeah, and not only the large scale like Foxconn, they have a million or two workers there. And every household, sometimes they turn in a living room into a small factory.
That's right.
Family business.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So it's an important word to learn since we know all the things we use today, even the bottled water we drink, is all from the factory.
Yes, that's true.
Right. Yeah. Since factory is so important to everyone's life and also a very important part of Chinese economy, let's learn how to say it.
Okay.
工厂.
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 That's it. So 工 is the first word. It means work.
Okay. 工.
And yeah, 工 looks like a shape of I-beam and then that means work. And then 厂, 厂 means the yard.
厂.
厂 is the third tone, so we go down first and up and we make some effort. 厂.
厂.
工厂.
工厂.
Yeah, 工厂.
工厂.
And 工厂 could be anything, so could be any industry, any type of manufacturing, and then in order to specify, then we can add, for example, if that's a food factory, we put food, 食物.
食物.
食物, that means food.
食物.
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 食物. 食 means to eat.
Yeah.
And 物 is the subject. So the subject you can eat, 食物.
食物.
Yeah, 食物 or 食品. 品 is item, the eating item.
食品.
食品. So the food factory, we say 食品工厂.
Uh-huh.
食品工厂, that's the food factory.
Uh-huh. Very interesting.
And then if that's a garage, for example, you mean not the garage in your house, it's the garage for fixing cars, then we say 车厂.
车厂.
Yeah, 车 is the car. 车厂, 车厂, and here we just skip 工 because we know this 工 is work. And here, unless it's really about making cars, the car manufacturing, if that's just a local garage, you go to have small problem fixed and have the MOT have a service.
Oh, I see.
Then that's the garage we talk about. Then we say 车厂.
车厂.
Yeah, 车厂.
Aha, that's great.
So what is the trend in the 工厂 industry, in the manufacturing?
So, you know, if you look back at the global economy over the last 40 years, what you tend to see is that the manufacturing base goes basically to the country that's willing to embrace a certain level of technological competence and also has a very low labor rate. Mm-hmm. So back in the 60s, that was Japan. You know, as a kid, if we got a cheap radio that was, you know, oh my God, how'd they make this so cheap? It was made in Japan.
Right. They have just in time.
Yeah. And so Japan took a lot of manufacturing from the U.S. because they had lower labor rates. Mm-hmm. And they were technologically capable of producing very high quality products. And then what happened is they developed a middle class because that manufacturing base there, all the people doing the manufacturing, well, they now had some income and a means, and they were able to create a middle class, and they were able to raise children and get them better educated. And all of a sudden, manufacturing wasn't so interesting to them. And on top of that, people expected a higher wage. Mm-hmm. So now big brands like Sony and, you know, Zenith and, you know, Motorola, they were just like, where do we go now? And it was Taiwan that stepped up to the plate.
Yep.
And I think now what we have in China is just a booming entrepreneurial can-do manufacturing community that is willing to partner and take risk with entrepreneurs from all around the world. Yeah. And it's a very special thing. You don't find that here in the U.S.
Yep. Yeah, this is the experience we have as well.
Yeah.
It's incredible how you describe it. And also, we noticed that the manufacturing in China, the Gongchang, they not only do the process, they also start doing their own way of design.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, they not just follow the script and that's what the clients want. They come up with their own ideas and their own design, their innovation.
That's true.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that is, you know, right now China is forced to take the lead from U.S. companies.
Yeah.
Because the U.S. companies are basically service providers, right? They have the voice of the customer. And they develop designs that meet the needs and emotions of those customers. And then they have the Chinese factories make that product over and over and over again. So they act as sort of an
Yep.
implementer, but not a thought leader.
Yeah.
And when they do become thought leaders and implementers, that's going to change things in a very large way.
Sure. Yeah. There's certainly a trend, as you mentioned, that they expanded into the design and innovation, no longer doing only processing. The way to say the processing plant, we say 加工厂.
加工厂.
Yeah, 加工厂.
加工厂.
加工厂. And 工厂 is the same, factory. And so it's a value-added factory. It implies that it's processing some manufacturing process only rather than from innovation.
Yeah, that's great.
Chinese is easy. Right. Thank you so much, Matt. Today we talk about factory, 工厂, process, 加工, process plant, 加工厂, garage, 车厂. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you've learned. Until next time, 再见.